The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today on the God Pod,
Satan's a likable villain. That's the problem I have with this. It's like Satan, it's like he's likable.
Right, he's like Walter White.
Yeah, exactly. I found myself rooting for him recently.
Wow, really?
Really?
I did.
That's so nice.
That went away pretty quickly. But
okay.
But there was a one point when I was like, yeah,
I'll take it. I'll take a win.
Actually, I'm interested in joining the Satanic Temple, Satan.
Whoa. Wait.
Really? Now that is an announcement.
I'd like to subscribe to your newsletter.
That would be huge.
Kind of like that Willa Ford song. I feel like Jesus would appreciate this, and maybe he could put a drop in of the song, I Want to Be Bad Makes Me Feel So Good. Got things on my mind I know I shouldn't do.
I want to be bad. It makes me feel so good.
I love that Psyche's reading the, like she's reading the lyrics like I read the outline. She's like, I want to be bad.
Like a robot.
Hello, and welcome to the God Pod. If you haven't recognized already, this is Moses. I'm your host of hosts, the Iron Mensch with the most, the one and only Moses. Thank you for joining us as we attempt to fix this fakakta you multiverse. I'm here today with my pals. They are my pals. What's up, gang? What's going on? How are y'all doing there?
Woo-woo!
Hey, what's up?
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Good morning.
Awkward and nice to hear at the same time, Satan. I still had no idea what you're doing. I'm guessing you're waking up, but let's just leave it at that.
Thank you. Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. Put the rumors to bed.
Well, right. Yeah, okay.
Put something all to right. bed. That's for sure. Putting something to
right.
bed.
Put something to bed.
Improv right there. Improv right there. Humans, just some quick reminders here. First of all, of course, thanks for listening. I love you. Apparently you're going to heaven now because you're a listener. Is that right?
That's right. That's very good. You're doing great, Moses. Keep reading the outline.
No, this is all at the top of my head. I don't know what you're talking about. Outline.
Right.
It's all at the top of my head.
This is like when you make the youngest kid say the prayer before the meal.
Totally.
His nervousness is palpable.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
And let me tell you here, this is all at the top of my head right here. The God Pod is the best and most important podcast in the universe. We're now
that did not sound red. Yeah.
We've now got 50,000 listeners per episode. Throws hands up. That's right. Just like me, when I'm on the toilet, we're blowing up. Okay, see, I didn't write that.
See, Moses, we know you too well. We know that you did not do that. Don't even worry about it.
Well, he's always talking about his trips to the bathroom, so
that's
I thought
true.
That would be, you know, it's hard to write for Moses.
Very hard, hard.
Now, here, give us 5 stars and write us a review. Now, I'm gonna change this a little bit. Listen, if you don't give us 5 stars, at least write the review why you didn't give us 5 stars.
Ooh.
And we'll probably read that.
Because
we want to know. We want to know why you didn't give us 5 stars. So we can talk about you on the air.
Yeah, and you can say whatever you want. You don't have to, like, review us. You can just, like, say whatever.
You could say whatever you want. But if you don't give it, don't be scared if you're like, I'm going to give you 2 stars. Fine. Write the review. We want to hear about it.
Fine.
Fine. Yeah. Why like do this, you think like, we're mediocre? You tell us. You get
exactly.
up in the morning and you read an outline and see how good you do.
I feel like 3 stars would be mediocre. 2 stars is just bad.
No, 2 stars is like, meh.
Satan, how about if you read this first review here? I would love to hear you read this, please.
I would love nothing more. This is titled Boing. Author, Nick Names, 69. Country, United States, and the rating comes in at a low 5 stars.
Out of 5.
Bonerific episode.
Bonerific episode.
You feel like I hit
that? That was the review.
That's the whole review. See,
that was it.
See,
I'm so uncomfortable.
Nick knows what's up. Nick is embracing the write whatever you want aspect of these reviews.
Right.
Apple's not going to hunt you down. You know, and you can always update it later.
Thank you.
But I would really like to hear. I mean, that's the only review we have here.
Well, they've been starting to slow down.
Fair enough.
You know, people don't want to write reviews. They're like, leave me alone. You'd be glad I'm listening to the
episode. Too much work. It's too much work.
Too much work.
Yep.
It's too much. Yeah, it's way too much work. So,
too much work. That's right.
Get out there and write some reviews this weekend. Come on.
If you write
a review.
It gives
us something to talk about.
Yes.
You know?
You will be on
because there's absolutely nothing to talk about today. So
we've got except everything.
And if you write a review, Venmo request God and he will Venmo you back. Name your price.
Oh, Venmo request. That is.
That's low.
Why
that's
does that exist? I have gotten anonymous Venmo requests in the past for lots of money. And it's you're like, what the fuck?
Well, maybe it's people writing reviews. God, you ever think about that?
I don't know who this person is. I don't know you $1,800.
You know who it is?
The audacity.
It's people that are trying to invest into Bango Bango. That's what it
yes.
is.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
For
that's right.
I have nothing to me, do with that.
They're trying to invest by to requesting money from you and then giving it to me.
You know, I don't understand the world of investing, shocker, because I'm a Jew. But I'm just curious, Satan. Why we haven't seen much we hear about the Bango Bango, all that, but we haven't seen anything kind of.
You guys haven't gotten
fruition
kind of products? You guys haven't
nothing.
Used,
no. I've received
Bango
nothing.
Bango branded products. This is a disaster. I've got to go talk to my marketing.
I mean,
person.
All I wanted was a mug.
It's a disaster.
Yeah.
I just wanted a mug.
Just a mug.
The mugs should be coming. Okay.
Okay.
They're coming.
I thought you were the master of disaster.
I am the master of disaster, but you know, to be the master, you have to have a whole team behind you. And right now, my team is struggling.
Oh, I know. It takes so many. It's so hard to find good help these days. Am I right, Satan?
It takes a village.
It takes an absolute village of demons and devils and ghouls and gals.
Fair
my
enough.
Team is
right.
Demons, devils, ghouls, and gals.
.com.
Demons, devils, ghouls, and gals. .com at
gmail.com. At gmail.com. Right. So let's go to the mailbag. How about that? Because that's next on this day. Right. I wasn't going to say
anything. You're losing control of us already, Moses. Satan is busting free of those chains.
Listen, that's how I would like this show to go sometimes. I just like us to just riff.
Okay? You know what's funny to me? Moses has been on the show so long.
Right.
Like, it's been like 500 years.
Right.
And he's like, wait, what? You want me to host? He's like, he's been doing it longer than anyone. He's the most nervous because
I like to prepare. Like before we had our first child many years ago, I was like, okay, let's talk about this.
Preparing.
Let's figure out how this is going to happen. What night?
Oh yeah. We used to do that. No. Seat of your pants is way better.
Right. What did you say?
Seat of your robe.
Oh God. Okay. All right. Yeah. Fair enough. Seat of my pants.
We should have been doing this way back when. Moses.
Right. All right.
Learn.
I'm not nervous at all. But anyway, let's get to the mailbag.
Woohoo!
Here's the mailbag. First mailbag. Psyche, would you like to take this first one from the mailbag?
Sure. This first one is from James. Very unique name. Never heard it before. Must be French. I was not able to attend the party because I had to work. So I just listened to it. I wanted to let you know that Jesus coming out means a lot to me. Thanks for that. My God, I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
That was James, so lovely. Yeah.
James, I want you to know that I sent your message to Jesus and he said, aw.
Well, there have been a few of those, haven't there, when he came
and
out?
That's all he said, James. That's all he said.
He's like, aw. He said, I'm so glad we were able to do that.
I think it was so special. It was such a moment.
It wasn't planned.
It was not planned.
It's going to be hard to top that in the next GodPod party.
No, well, I'm coming out. The next one, I'm coming out.
Yeah, Moses is.
Yeah.
Moses has something up his sleeves. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just told you I'm coming out. The next one.
I'm going to say maybe Moses is
well,
actually uncircumcised.
Whoa.
<It's>, wow.
Wow. It's there's a possibility.
Wow.
There's a possibility.
I don't know why my mind went there always. I'm sorry.
That the special doctor was not there that
Psyche's,
day.
Psyche's mind is always on the circumcision.
Right.
And what does God do with the foreskins?
Make face cream.
That's actually very close to the truth. Wow. How do you think my hair stays this lustrous and shiny?
Oh, good Lord. All right. Hey, God, would you read this next one? It mentions you in this. I would love to hear.
Sure.
All right.
So, got this piece of mail from Doug. What a piece of shit. God wouldn't have anything to do with this steaming load of bullshit. Pushing the vaccine is hardly Christ-like, especially when it hasn't been properly tested, and there isn't one shred of actual evidence that it does anything. This is information from another licensed healthcare worker. And I know, and I said it like that because that's how it's spelled. Licensed. Well, James, and you notice I didn't read that in any special voice, because if there's one thing I've realized, it's that when I read these insane comments, I will always go to that Southern accent. And I'm like, God, that's bigoted. Why has it got to be a Southerner? Why is it always got to be a Southerner?
God, we can't make them bad.
Yeah. There's plenty of good Southerners. Why has it got to be Texan every time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeehaw! What a steaming bag of shit. I mean, that does sound better.
I guess it does, actually. They're not doing themselves any favors, though.
Yeehaw! This is information for another licensed healthcare worker. Yeah. I guess we've pissed off an anti-vaxxer.
Mm.
What's your response to this, God?
Well, the vaccine has been properly tested, Doug. It was approved by the FDA, right?
Sure. Yeah. Okay, we'll go with that.
Right. Yeah. It was. Well, at least one of them is. And what's your solution, Doug? You gonna eat horse paste? Is that your solution? I can't. I'm not even going to waste my breath on all these morons. I mean,
yeah.
Kevin COVID's coming for you, Doug. I know that.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to be here when he gets here.
And that's a threat from literally God. Have fun with
it's
that.
It's not a threat. It's more just, you know, it just seems to be how it goes.
I do like the idea vaccine. That Doug Anger listens to the podcast.
I know. I kind of love that. It's hot.
Hey, Doug, if you're listening, I'm feeding off your anger, buddy. I love it. It's getting me going.
I love how we're upset with him, and every time we say his name, it's like, Doug.
Maybe he was listening to it, and he was enjoying it. He was like, sweet, a podcast for me, who am hardcore atheist, but also Republican. And then, we got to the part of, he was really enjoying it, and we got to the part about, COVID, and his head just started to explode.
Right.
He's like, what do you mean take this vaccine that the scientists and Trump said I should take? It feels weird to agree with Trump on anything.
So we don't have to.
We don't have to.
Apparently he's going to announce he's going to run again very soon. But
he's
we'll
pushing the vaccine in Alabama for his own reasons.
Yeah. Oh, you go, Glenn Coco. You go.
Alabama.
He doesn't want his voters to die.
No.
But sorry that you're not happy with the podcast, Doug, but... We read all opinions, Doug.
All right, moving on to Ask God. One of my favorite segments. I love Ask God. So the first one here, I'm going to take this one. Even though it's to Jesus Christ, who's not here for some reason. I don't know why.
He gets half the week off.
Oh, half the week. Fair enough.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Jesus.
What
Jesus
a dream job.
Christ.
So Salvador Dalai Lama wants to know, Jesus Christ, I've been following your meal plan of fish, bread, and wine religiously, but I'm wondering if intermittent fasting is superior for getting ripped, or should I do a 40-day fast?
40 days.
Ooh. Wow. I'd say stick to the wine and bread.
Yeah. Right.
There are some carbs in there. I'm not Jesus, obviously, but the intermittent fasting is the best way to go. I'm telling you. You
is
need a
it?
Little bit. You can't, it's in the middle. I mean, you can't
really,
go
Moses,
fast. Well, you can't go fasting for 40 days.
Hmm.
Moses would just wait for me to send manna from heaven. And that was like once a day. So he was like unintentionally doing intermittent fasting.
Right.
Isn't that just another word for like an eating disorder?
No, I don't think so. You know, intermittent fasting is what my dear friend, the Dalai Lama and the Buddha do. Maybe that's wrong, but I'm pretty sure they do. I'm pretty sure I read that somewhere. We're not friends.
Have you guys seen the Dalai Lama recently? He's freaking yoked, dude.
Is he yoked?
Yes.
It's finally a swole Dalai Lama.
Yeah, Jesus did respond. He said, CrossFit, just do CrossFit. Oh. That's what I do. It works.
So I get it. I have to say, I don't do intermittent fasting. I do nonstop slowing.
Right.
It's just...
Fair enough.
Just, that's where you just are constantly just eating.
Yeah, I like to eat like all day long. I just you know, if I'm feeling hungry, I go for it.
Nothing
I'm all
disorderly
about, being
about
happy.
That.
I'm all about being happy.
I'm addicted to cashews. So
you
I could go
dirty dog.
Cashews.
I could go 2 weeks.
Naughty.
Cashews.
Correct. Cashews. You're such an anti-Semite, Moses.
So this next one, Psyche, would you mind taking this next one?
This is from Miss Cass. CASS. God, why can't we just let all the Trumpers take ivermectin and wash it down with some bleach and let our political issues work themselves out?
Whoa.
Wow.
It's a little harsh. It's hardcore. Too far, I think.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you don't have to save them.
Here's the thing. I want to promote love for God. Like God, you know, God gets a lot of stuff to deal with on his plate every day. You know, and
Jesus
and
isn't here. So it's like you got to represent the love.
I'll represent the love. And I think it's just.
Where
you know,
is the love?
Exactly.
Where is the
song?
Love?
Oh, Black Eyed Peas.
Where is
wow.
the love? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 9 years after 9/11, 9 years before COVID. They knew what they were doing.
Wow.
That time song travelers. Did not come out in 2010.
It didn't. Where's the love?
Oh, that was
there's
like,
no
tonight's
way.
Gonna be a good night. Tonight's gonna be a good night.
But I think that it's important for the world to work
started.
Itself out.
Yes, I agree.
Let's get it started. Remember they had to change words? Okay, so here's the thing. You can try and convince them not to do it until you're blue in the face, and they will just be like, fuck you, your podcast sucks.
Right.
Promoting the vaccine, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to eat horse paste. And did you know there's horse paste for humans, too, and that's the one that I'm taking.
Wow.
Listen, yeah, I know. Yeah, there's a whole big misunderstanding that, you know, some of it's actually used for humans. But people can't get that because there's not enough of it. Mm-hmm. So they're eating the horse paste. Yeah, I mean, but listen, as they are carrying themselves to hell, like, how are you going to represent? Are you going to be like, ha ha, die, you fools? Or are you going to be like, no, stop, please? You know, you gotta at least make an effort, right? So that you look good.
Right.
What are you gonna, it's so easy to become a Nazi these days. It's all it takes is being like, good, I'm glad. So yeah, I don't know. You don't want to become like the villains, right?
That's Satan's job.
No, yeah, exactly. I'm the villain. Don't steal it from hardworking villains. That's all.
Don't steal his bag.
But you know, Satan's a likable villain. That's the problem I have with this. It's like Satan. It's like he's likable.
Right. He's like Walter
so
White.
Likable. Mm. Yeah. Exactly. I found myself rooting for him recently.
Hmm. Wow. Really?
Really?
I did.
That's so nice.
That went away pretty quickly. But
okay.
But there was a one point when I was like, yeah,
I'll take it. I'll take a win.
How were you rooting for him though? Did this involve Lauren Boebert? I don't
matter of fact, it did.
I knew it. I know you, Moses.
Shh, they don't know who I am.
You're Moses. Moses hates Lauren Boebert.
Right.
He
Moses
hates
despises.
Bobo.
That's right.
Love Steve Kornacki, hates Bobo.
Steve Kornacki.
Exactly. Yeah. So the next one here. Ooh, wait a second. This next one is from Satan. Interesting. Satan, you may as well just read this since it's from you.
at God, how is it the whole, how is that whole smiting of Joel Osteen thing going? Because I haven't seen you smite shit.
Wow.
Who knows who wrote that?
Snap.
Wow. No, we have no idea who wrote that.
It was you.
I don't know who wrote that. I'm just interested because I love a good smite. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's obviously you didn't write it because you had trouble reading at the very beginning there. So, but go ahead.
You know what the average reading level in hell is? It's not very high, Moses. Okay, it's four.
Fair enough.
Pretty good. That's better than I thought. So, yeah, Satan. I know that we made this bet on me ruining Joel Osteen's life.
Yeah.
Right.
What happens if you lose? Do you remember what happens if you lose?
I have to give you 10 space bucks.
No.
That's it?
No.
No.
No, that's what happens if I win.
No. If you lose, you have to give me all of Europe to control.
Oh.
Europe?
Damn it.
You signed the contract, but should have read the fine print.
May I ask why Europe? What is it that Europe has that you're attracted?
I've just always had a thing with Europe for a very long time, you know, since the Middle Ages, since they kind of like
came up with
my iterations and identity.
Gotcha.
I'm checking Google News for the update on Joel Osteen, and I see a headline here, I shit you not, from a news site called Pathos, which says Joel Osteen drowns in his swimming pool.
What?
This has to be real. Hold on. Let me see.
But he's alive, no?
Yeah.
He's alive. That's fake.
That's got to be fake.
Fake
news. Oh, no, yeah. Yeah, it's satire. Damn it!
I love that you get your news from Google News. And it's like, hey, someone's about to come up there and see.
Why do they let satire in there? Okay, so in actuality, his church helped 100 evacuees from Hurricane Ida.
Good job, Joel.
Good job. In any case, I guess I'm going to have to cede Europe to Satan.
Soon.
Because I've been totally spacing on this.
Well, guess what? It's time for the goddamn news.
Yay!
Moses, just check. Are you in a hurry to get out of here on a certain time?
No, not at all.
Okay, just checking.
No, we're good. I'll just keep interrupting. So,
whenever Moses feels uncomfortable, he's like, it's time to move on.
Time to move along. I have nothing to contribute to this moment.
You've learned so much from me, Moses. I've taught you well.
You have. All right. Oy vey. So this first one. People react to Texas 6-week abortion ban going into effect same day as permitless gun carry. Wow.
Thoughts, feelings, emotions.
Tons.
I mean,
many thoughts, many feelings, many emotions. It just depends how real do we want to get, you know? But I will just say that it is astonishing that this is the world we live in. But yet again, not surprised.
Right. Let's explain for our global audience of millions.
Right.
What occurred here? Because there's a lot of, you know, angles to this, dude. Okay. So in Texas, the Republicans who are in control passed a law saying that you cannot get an abortion after 6 weeks. And many women don't know if they're even pregnant by 6 weeks. Also, you can sue people, like you can sue an Uber driver if they're taking you to get an abortion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can sue the doctor. You can sue, like, you don't have to have any relation to this person.
Basically, whoever supports you, not just financially, but mentally and kind of takes whatever. If they support
anyone
you.
Anyone who assists you.
You deserve to be sued, and you deserve to be sued, and right. you deserve yeah. to be sued.
So right. they've legalized full Karening of this situation that you can just call in and be like,
I use that as an adjective, full Karening.
Yeah, I saw an Uber driver, and I think he was taking a woman to an abortion, and you have to arrest them, and I'm going to sue them for $10,000, and I'm going to sue them all. And it is just, this is what they want. This is Handmaid's Tale. Next, they're going to say you can't take any birth control at all. Why? Who the fuck knows? I think they, for them, it's because of something about the Bible. This is how they interpret the Bible, which was obviously a massive failure as a book, if these are the results.
Sorry, Jesus.
Right.
Jesus doesn't like it either. We didn't write that shit.
As the kids say, I'm shooketh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as we say in Satanville, aka hell, snitches get stitches. We came up with
yes.
That.
Well, there's a yes. a $10,000 bounty. Like basically, that's what it is because you can.
They'll
sue
send
someone.
Dog the Bounty Hunter after you.
Right.
Well, that's right. Fun. And, you know, I would say nobody do this. Nobody go flood Mm-mm. the websites and hotlines that are specifically now designated for convicting
snitching.
People.
Snitching.
Snitching. So there are snitch websites and snitch phone lines. And what you're saying is you do not want a bunch of liberals like
whatever
flooding those
you
with
do,
lies.
Do not go to those things and flood
and
them with memes and fake
Shrek
accusations.
Memes. Right.
And,
right.
Do not go, you know,
do
using
not.
All
that's
Republican
actually a great
wives
idea.
Of no, it's a terrible idea. Definitely don't do that.
I think you should do that.
Well, if you say you should do that, that's illegal. So don't
right.
Do
oh,
that.
Is it? Is it? Oh yeah, don't no, yeah, do then that. Don't wink wink. I'm adding the wink. Satan's doing it unironically.
Wink, wink.
Look, buddy, I know how lawyers work. They're some of the snakiest snakes in the world.
Yeah, you have quite a few down there.
Mm-hmm. They're really good.
So right. This is just, and what makes this crazy is that the Supreme Court codified this into law, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like they said, yeah, this can be a thing.
I could be totally wrong, which I usually am 99.9% of the time. But I did hear something last night where there's a possible way for them to maybe fight it back still. Possibly that they can relook at it. So
because the implications of this, an insane law like this, there's going to be so many situations and lawsuits that people can take to the Supreme Court and say, really? Really? Are you out of your fucking mind, Amy Coathanger Barrett?
I have faith in humanity, as crazy as that sounds. I really do that.
Why?
Something will change. Because I'm trying to be the optimist today. Jesus is not here. I have to be the one that's spreading love.
Well, thanks. You know what? You're a good therapist, Psyche. And sometimes I forget, you know, about how poorly my mental health is doing.
We have to take care of it.
I would say that, from stuff like this, I start to spiral. I'm like, existence was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Humans were a mistake.
You're having an existential crisis.
I should smite everyone.
Yeah.
Or most people.
Yeah.
Or at least... I can't say because of lawyers, but it's depressing. And I can you up my meds this week?
I want to look into it first before I play drug dealer. But I need to do some more information on it. Yes, I realize how bad my eyes are as I'm sitting just a little bit back, because one of the things that I read on my computer was Nancy Pelosi announces vote on Bill Cosby. And I realized that was wrong. It says to vote on bill to codify Roe versus Wade. So I think what we've learned in this episode is Psyche needs glasses.
Right, right.
Psyche needs glasses.
But also would have been a great headline. Would have been a great headline. Nancy Pelosi announces vote on Bill Cosby.
That would have been phenomenal.
In an alternate universe.
All right, Psyche, I'm going to try and add eyes and vision to our healthcare plan. I'm going to talk to Jesus about that.
Thank you.
Now, this is something that is quite disturbing, among other things. The Satanic Temple is suing Texas over abortion regulations, and it argues infringe on members' religious beliefs.
Hell yeah.
This is fantastic.
Hell yeah.
This is amazing.
Satan, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, these are my chill hell people, my tight hell people.
The chillest.
These people used my name in good terms to create a little bit of mayhem, you know, in their religious beliefs. Every single member is allowed to get an abortion at any time. So
brilliant.
So this is infringing on their religious beliefs. Well, well, well. looks like Satan's the good guy today, and God
may save
pro,
us all.
Pro-life guy.
How the turntables. Yes. Actually, I'm interested in joining the Satanic Temple, Satan.
Whoa. Wait,
really? Now that is
like
an
to
announcement.
Subscribe to your newsletter.
That would be huge.
Okay, so here's a couple ideas for the title of this episode. One, God messes with Texas. Two, God joins the Satanic Temple.
I think the second one, obviously, because
the second one makes me laugh. Yeah, yeah. It's a shock value.
It's very shocking.
But I hope you're not underestimating what you're doing here. It's not like just a local group. Like you sit around and talk. I mean, you're joining something that.
It's a full-on cult.
Sure, of course.
For sure. I just think it's a funny headline.
No, it's a religion.
Oh, it's a religion. What's the difference? But I do like their rules. Like, they covered a lot of stuff that they did a better job of writing their Bible than the Christians did.
I think maybe they had a lot of thought behind it. You know,
there's a lot of thought. They have a whole commandment, like, I think, about how you can't rape. Which seems like a big one that was missed.
That's nice.
That whole spiel right there, that's just like a 10 sound bites for this episode, what you're doing there. You're talking about praising.
The Satanic Temple is doing an amazing job. One thing I don't like, however, Moses, is anytime I make a joke about how, like, you know, Tucker Carlson is satanic. Well, that's not really a good joke. And this is just in broad strokes. Okay. If you make a comparison. Between you know, people who are satanic, like, you know, Sean Hannity, and then you use that term, they get all bent out of shape. They're like, actually, you should not compare it to satanic. I mean, they've got a point. They've got a point because that's what they do.
Well, you're saying they're satanic, but you're not saying they're part of the Satanic Temple.
Right. I just like to flip it on its head, you know?
Right.
Like, yeah, they always use me.
Flip on the head kind of guy.
They always use me to say that liberals are satanic, and what if I am saying that their Republicans are satanic? It's just a little thing I do, which is tell the truth. And
it's a little game you play. See, I did that a little bit.
That's one thing that, you know, there's always someone, actually, God. they're getting a little too religious about it, okay? And that scares me. But that said, I still would like to join. Satan, can you get me in?
Look, buddy, it's kind of a thing. I'll see what I can do, but there's a long wait list, and
shit!
Just a lot of people in front of you. We'll see.
Yeah,
is this like pledging a fraternity?
No.
No, it's like Scientology.
It's more like joining the Stonecutters on The Simpsons. We do. You know what I'm saying. I could be number 1,000,025, whatever. I just want in. I just want in, Satan. Please.
I'll see what I can do this week. I'll see what I can do this week.
God is so thirsty for this. Yes.
Maybe you can make an announcement during the live show. How about that?
Wow.
You could join it during the live show.
Wow.
The whole, because I'm sure there's a ceremony that happens during, you know, that would be great on the live show.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just saying. Just
Maybe
saying.
There's a ceremony.
Yeah. Ooh. That's
ooh. Something.
I'll come in a cloak.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we'll Satan.
Put my little devil ears on.
As soon as he enters the podcast, Satan will come in a cloak. So yeah, I would like to join the Satanic Temple. What they're doing here is so, this is the whole reason it exists on site. What started as a troll, right, became a real thing. They are legally a religion in the United States, which means that if abortion is a right in their religion, they get to use all the same arguments that have been the Supreme Court has previously passed to say, but here's the thing that sucks. Like, they're going to do that. And technically, they're right. And they are an official religion. There's absolutely zero, like, legal grounds to dismiss what they're saying. But somehow, I believe that these motherfuckers will. They're just going to be like, if the Satanic Temple took it to the Supreme Court and they're like, look, you said you believe in, you know, freedom of religion. We're a religion identified by the U.S. government and abortion is our right. You can't deny us this. Mm. And they're going to be like, no.
Right.
Just
somehow.
Like
they're just like, ah, no. Or they won't. They won't even take the case. That's how they'll do it.
Mm.
Wow.
Sorry, Satan.
Hey, no problem, my guy.
I hope I'm wrong. But when am I ever?
All right.
So did we touch on this? Texans trolling an anonymous tip line for reporting suspected abortions.
They are?
Touched it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Surprise.
That was so
People
fast.
People did immediately the opposite of what I said to do.
Ugh. Right.
Satan, they just don't want to listen to you. We need to work on using your voice.
It's that prolifewhistleblower.com website. There's a form on there where you can write out details.
Right. Is that actually their name or is that like a troll site?
No, that's the actual prolifewhistleblower.com.
Oh, what a joke.
And so of course, people on Twitter and wherever else, social media, flooded it with just random just stuff that has nothing to do. You know, people were, going after their neighbor saying, I saw my neighbor, masturbate. You should go get him. You know, that kind of stuff.
I saw my mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, right. And that's traumatic.
Yeah. And Santa, really what is. Was he doing there?
And the site went down for a little bit because all these people are just flooding it. And they're going to continue to flood the website. So I'm not sure if they're going to get another website up or I don't know.
I saw they were flooding it with Shrek memes.
Or were they?
Oh, you're kidding me. That's pretty funny.
Why?
That's fantastic.
Know. Why Shrek making a comeback?
Satan, do you know?
Always Shrek, baby. Shrek is love. Shrek is life. That's all I will say.
Of course. So don't do that. Wink, wink. Because that's terrible.
Yeah.
But
that's terrible.
Also, great job.
But then the abortion snitch website issued a statement decrying trolls who, quote, worship at the altar of child sacrifice.
Wow.
They just spelled altar.
Yeah.
So they're clearly QAnon.
Right. So obviously they're very upset. So they released that statement, which obviously will definitely work. No problem.
There's no way that all of their plans will just, totally shit the bed. Have you seen what happened to Trump's wall?
What?
Shifting gears this week. Have you seen what happened to Trump's wall down at the border?
No.
Okay, so there was this
it's falling apart.
Mother Earth sent this little hurricane, right? Because she's fucking pissed about this whole climate change situation, right? So she sent Ida and, it became a tropical storm. But there was enough rain that it just ravaged the East Coast of the United States. And Texas too, I guess, and it destroyed Trump's wall. Yeah, Trump's wall couldn't handle rain.
Oh, the wall! See, my mind went to Mar-a-Lago or something like that, and I was like, "Oh, what do you mean his bedroom wall? Wow, interesting." See, psyche's slow this morning. Yes.
Yeah, his big beautiful wall just couldn't take a little bit of rain.
Oh, gosh, tough break.
So all their stupid plans are totally implausible in reality and will all tumble down and fall just like Trump's wall. Do not worry. Take heart. These people are fucking morons. They're eating a horse paste. Do not fear them.
I wonder what it tastes like.
It tastes like apple.
Mm.
But that's because they flavor it to look like apple. And I only know that because Joe Rogan told me.
Mmm. I love apple pie. I wonder if you could put a little cinnamon on it.
That's right. I talk to Joe Rogan when I'm not doing the pod. No, I'm just kidding. I read that online. I did not eat horse paste, everybody.
Yeah, don't worry. God wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't. No. That's for horses. I'm not a horse.
Nay.
My apologies. I'm having internet connection issues, and I don't see the outline.
Okay.
Wow. This is very Moses. Very Moses. Moses is the host.
Moses made it about halfway through and before
Moses
he pulled out.
The host just with the most.
That's what Moses does. He pulls out.
Hey, easy there. Easy there. I have a child.
Oh yeah. We have to show.
Are you saying
an image.
Easy there, don't say I pull out. Is that what you're saying? Or don't say that because
Moses goes all the way.
Moses. Moses goes all the way. Sure.
What does your child look like? We're going to have to present the audience with a picture of what Moses' baby looks like.
Sure.
Does it have a nice long beard already?
Almost. Almost. He's not going to shave for at least another month, so we'll see how it goes. Oh,
Moses, is this your first child?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Very first one.
Just check the Bible to see if that's true.
Well, the first one in these times.
Oh,
it's been a while.
Right. In thousands of years.
Right.
Right.
Moses, because in the past, Moses had two sons, Gershom and Eliezer. But who's counting?
Right.
Who's counting?
Yeah. Nobody's counting.
You know, he doesn't even talk to them anymore.
Right.
So, yeah, then Nancy Pelosi is going to announce a vote on a bill to codify
Bill Cosby.
It's codify Roe v. Wade. What does that mean, Moses?
To codify?
Roe v. Wade. Yeah, what is that?
But I don't understand that. That was my question. It's like, what exactly is she trying to do? I mean, and can she do? I mean, I'm looking at it right now, and I'm just not sure what that means. Like, is that just their way of saying, no, we're going to stop you? I don't think they can stop them.
Yeah, I know. It's a way to push back against all of these laws in a grand way, because the Republicans are not going to stop in Texas. No. Right. What they do is they do something like that, and they introduce it into every single Republican state. And they're like, hey, the Supreme Court said it's okay. We can send bounty hunters after you now if you try to get an abortion. Because they only believe in living in a dystopian hellscape. But if the Congress codifies it, right, then that presents all sorts of legal challenges to those laws.
Yeah.
And they're in big trouble. But, okay, let's say Congress passes it, right?
I mean, they're back in session September 20th, and they have enough votes to pass.
Yeah, they have enough votes. But then it goes to the Senate. And then it comes down to Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, and they might just be like, I don't know.
Well, it needs 60 votes to advance in the Senate because of the filibuster.
Because of the stupid filibuster.
And there are only 50 senators in the Democratic caucus, so, you know.
So it's all bullshit. Everything was for nothing.
Yeah.
Why did the... Sometimes you just want to scream and destroy the planet.
Hell yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Now welcome to my side, baby.
Yeah, I mean...
Now you guys get why I do what I do.
Once I get into the Satanic Temple, it's like, okay if I do that, right, Satan? It's like, it's okay to be bad.
Oh, it's always okay to be bad, baby.
I cannot wait for this ceremony. I cannot wait.
Kind of like that Willa Ford song. I feel like Jesus would appreciate this, and maybe he could put a drop in of the song, I Want to Be Bad Makes Me Feel So Good. Got things on my mind I know I shouldn't do.
I want to be bad. It makes me feel so good.
I love that Psyche's reading the mind. Like she's reading the lyrics like I read the outline. She's like, I want to be bad.
Like a robot.
I love Baba.
Error.
All right. Well, good luck, Pelosi. I'm sure it's not going to do anything.
Right. Of course not. So this next section, COVIDiots. I love this, the COVIDiots section here.
Mm-hmm.
So disturbed Melissa calls a school board demonic entities that need to be taken down by Christians.
Mm.
Is that a new kind of Karen, a disturbed Melissa?
I think it is.
It's a new garbage pail kid. That's
it's the
for
next
sure.
level. It's like the Delta variant of Karen's. Okay.
Yeah, she took over the mic at a recent school board meeting in, of course, Florida. But she basically, you know, these are demonic entities and we need to stick together, she told the crowd. Remember, we have authority in Christ Jesus, which she said his last name first. So that's
lies.
Weird.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus would not agree. They always get so mad at the school board meetings.
Well, she also called out the police saying all the police officers that kick us out for our First Amendment right will also be going down with them. Do you understand? That's what she said. She yelled it.
Wow.
Satan, are school boards demonic entities?
Look, they're definitely not good entities for the most part.
Oh, really? You don't like them? So you're on Disturbed Melissa's side. That makes sense.
I'm always on Disturbed Melissa's side. Disturbed Melissa is, funnily enough, the name of my metal band. So that's really fun.
That's great.
I practice all the time in my many garages.
Do you need a bass player? I'm joining the Satanic Temple.
Maybe I can join Disturbed Melissa. You can always use another bass player.
Yeah, let's get three bass players. I already have two, so let's get a third one.
I'll just strum one note.
Yeah.
I love this next story. Woman arrested after using fake vaccine card that spelled it Moderna. M-A-D-E-R-N-A. That's how she got caught. She misspelled Moderna. not from Florida, though. She's from Illinois. But she's arrested at the airport.
Going to Hawaii.
After her vaccine card was flagged for certain oddities. Oddities, which is code for she can't fucking spell. Moderna.
I'm proud of America that whoever was looking at it was able to spot the spelling mistake.
No, but also if you look at it, I'm pretty sure, I don't know, I've looked at a lot of things. I feel like the algorithm of my TikTok seems very like bad, you know, because all I do is look up. No, because all I do is I look up, I'm like worst, like COVID things, like, you know, vaccine, like I look like a crazy person on my TikTok algorithm. But when I saw this, the thing that disturbed me, and I'm pretty sure it was her, was the paper was like a yellow index card. Is this the same woman where it was just like, so absurd? It was just like, I'm not sure, like, sweetie, like, I feel like we need to have a conversation.
Like, almost like she was on the way to the airport. She's like, oh, I got to write something up real quick.
So it wasn't just the spelling. It was just.
It was a lot of,
It's breathtaking stupidity. But thank you. It's just so.
But she's still behind bars, unable to pay.
Is she really?
Because she can't pay her $2,000 bail. But, however, she's afforded to go to Hawaii somehow. So there you go.
She's going to the Waikiki Sheraton, having a roofie culotta, enjoying her best life. It's a joke I stole from SNL, and I'll always keep it in my back pocket.
Yeah.
Deletable.
No, keep it in.
And then there's a New Jersey woman charged with selling fake COVID vaccination cards.
Yes, on TikTok, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's my question.
Anti-vax mama.
Why would you ever do that kind of stuff on a public platform? They know who you are.
Stupidity.
Well, she had already sold 250 cards before an undercover police investigator caught on to it.
Only 250? Nice.
Yeah, only two. But she's selling for 200 apiece, so do the math. She did pretty well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anti-vax mama. $200 million?
No, you're not good at math, are you?
No, but sold and she was like posting it and saying, look, this is me. I'm, you know, come get your card right this way, Big Daddy. Like, how does one sell an illegal thing? I just remember, I'm going to take it way back for a second. When I was 15 years old and I got my first fake ID and the hoops and bounds I had to go through to get that when I didn't even drink, I just wanted to go to the club, you know,
people were trying back then to fake it. People are just writing on it.
Yeah, they just don't care.
Moderna.
It used to be hard to get anything fake, you know.
Matt Derna.
Matt Derna.
These are my friends, Anti-Vax Mama and Disturbed Melissa.
It's a pretty catchy name, Anti-Vax Mama.
It really is. It really is. Oh my gosh. So Candace Owens refused a COVID test for anti-mask and vax rhetoric. Wow, she refused it.
No, she refused it.
Okay, right.
See, this is why you got to read beyond the headline.
Right.
So explain, God.
So basically, she went to get a COVID test, and they were like, fuck you. You're that Candace Owens person that's always spreading misinformation. No. And they're like, you can go use the kiosk over there and do it yourself.
Oh, okay. So.
And she posted online, isn't this sad? And I thought, no, it's just.
But she called herself a scientific miracle because her husband contracted the virus and she apparently spent all night breathing in his cough particles and didn't get infected. So according to her, she's a scientific miracle.
So all night long, her husband coughs on her.
And she was breathing it in, his particles. Yeah.
Well.
Well.
gosh.
No. I'll put a spin on it. At least she went to get a test.
Yeah. Well, she tried. Always looking for the positive. You know, is there a time, therapist Psyche, is there a week where it's just like, fuck the positivity, it's time to vent.
Yes, yes.
It's time to vent.
Yes, in bed, rage sex.
Right.
Whoa. We're getting a lot of comments about that. That was extremely bonerific.
Boy, you're yawning.
So medical experts roast Joe Rogan for treating COVID with kitchen sink regimen.
Yeah, I watched that video last night so I could be up to date with the kids.
I did not see it. What happened? Did he actually...
It was confusing because he was like, I did everything in the kitchen sink. And I was like, and I didn't know that that was like a reference or not a reference. What is it? Like a saying? Yeah. Right. I was like, what was in his kitchen sink?
Right.
The dishes?
Horse paste.
Isn't it everything but the kitchen sink, right?
Maybe that's what it was. I don't know, Moses. You're.
And
you
he
know.
Said no,
you
we threw the kitchen sink at it.
We threw the kitchen sink at it.
Oh, what does that mean?
He's too important to die, Moses. He's got millions of listeners that he has to misinform.
But I think he was trying to say he did everything. He threw all the medicines. The
but the kitchen sink. That's the phrase. See, I don't understand. It's like everything but the kitchen sink. That's the phrase.
A total wuss.
So I have a question about Joe Rogan. I'm not a listener, and I'm not up to speed on Rogan mentality. I actually learned quite recently, I do believe him, even from this podcast, that he was an anti-vaxxer or didn't believe in the vaccine. I didn't know any of this. I'm not up to date with him. My question is, I didn't know that he was going on this huge tour with Dave Chappelle. Is Dave Chappelle as well not into the vaccine? What does he speak on it, or are they like, is it not talked about?
I don't think Dave Chappelle has spoken on it.
Which tells you everything you need to know.
Well, no, I mean, we don't know that. I'm just saying, I just didn't know that they had like such a tight relationship that they were doing this like crazy tour together, and I was like, oh my god, wild. I just knew that Dave Chappelle did such an incredible job. I did not go. I do not know Dave Chappelle, but I had seen so many specials, and when he did the Letterman interview of how well he was treating COVID, still keeping comedy alive and doing such a great job with the testing and making it small, and everyone had to wear masks.
Yeah, you're right. We don't know. Maybe he's pro-vaccine. Maybe, you know, Joe Rogan, he said some bad stuff about the vaccine, but then he immediately like walked it back
and was like, I'm not a doctor.
He was probably first in line to get the vaccine. He's probably knocking over
women. I don't think he has the vaccine.
You don't?
No, I don't think so.
I think that he has the vaccine and is lying that he doesn't.
Okay, I like that take.
For toxic masculinity cred. I think, like Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they were knocking over women and children to get the vaccine
first.
And pushing down old people on the way to get their shot. I mean, look how he threw the kitchen sink at it, right? He's eating horse paste. Why? He's very afraid of getting his comeuppance.
Did he host Fear Factor?
Yes.
He did. Many
so he's probably had a lot worse than COVID. Let's be honest. Think about all those things they'd have to eat and, you know.
True. Very true.
So I guess we'll see what happens with.
It's wild times, guys. Yeah. Wild times.
Very wild.
Wild and times to host a podcast.
On that note, it's time for Bless Smite Second Coming.
Yay.
Okay, I would like to bless Moses for doing a decent job of hosting. Not as good as Satan
Wow, don't compare your children.
I wasn't quite prepared, but that's fine. I get
neither
that.
Was Satan, neither was Mary Magdalene.
I showed up and it was like, hey, go. And I was like,
but it was the same thing with them. I think that, it's just been built up in your mind to be a bigger thing over time. So I think it took even more courage for you to attempt this. And I applaud you, Moses.
Well, thank you. Maybe text me next time ahead of time. But thank you. I appreciate that. Go ahead.
What would you do differently?
I would be prepared.
Yeah. I think you did great.
Well,
right,
thank
gang?
You. I appreciate
it. Yes. The best.
He would have had more coffee.
Exactly. I really would have.
You would have taken a dump before
the episode.
Right. I would have held the baby here the whole time.
Aw.
Yeah.
And I would like to bless Moses' baby and his growing beard.
Thank you.
Baby Moses, we love you.
They love you.
I would like to smite everyone who is eating horse paste but not taking the vaccine.
Yes.
And I don't give a fuck who you are or how funny you might be. Fuck you. And anyone who's convincing others using their gigantic platforms to be anti-science and not take the vaccine because they think they know better than the global scientific community. Fuck you. Burn in hell, fuckers. I would like to second coming more of me joining the Satanic Temple.
Yes.
Because I'm not a fan of the Bible. I didn't write that shit. I want to distance myself from it. I like kind of like some of the things they're doing until I hear otherwise. And we'll see. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how pledging goes. You know, oftentimes you think something looks great from the outside and they got a few good talking points. Then you get inside and you're like, wait, what? They're sacrificing goats? So we'll see. But second coming, more of that.
Okay, I would like to bless Moses first and foremost and always.
Thank you.
Got a killer smile.
Oh, thank you.
And a cute-ass baby.
That's right. That's right.
With almost a fully grown beard.
That's right. He's working on the beard. Thank you.
Working on the beard. Next, I want to smite almost everything we talked about today. I hated most of it. And I want to smite everybody that's going to these abortion websites and tricking them. Don't use pictures of Satan to trick them. Don't, you know, get all the Republican Supreme Court justices and accuse them or all the people in the state Senate. The Republican
Your photos are copywritten,
right? Senate.
I mean, it's a copyright.
They're all copywritten, right, and they're also NFTs. So every time you use it, you pay me big bucks.
That's fair.
Just like
and what do I want a second coming of? I think you guys know. Disturbed Melissa will be doing a very small tour. Check us out.
Love it.
SatanIsGod.com at gmail.com. Email me and I will send you the dates and the locations. Chuck, Mandy, Peggy, and Winston. Those are my bandmates right now. We have two bassists. Two drums.
Three basses.
Three basses. God's gonna be a bassist.
Well, we have to try you out, dude. We have to try
Shit, there's a tryout.
I have to look, although I'm the lead singer, I don't own the band, so
right,
I'll have to talk to the team. And that's it.
All
Satan
right.
out.
Psyche.
Okay, I want to bless baby Moses because nothing Psyche loves more than babies and beards. So very excited Fantastic. For baby Moses. I also just want to bless Moses for doing such an amazing job. This is so great. I want to smite all of those people who are out there with their stupid websites, being trolls, being Karens, right. being disturbed Melissas.
Anti-vax mamas.
They're just, anti-vax mama, baba, you know, baby mama drama,
Candace
you know,
Owens,
all that
Joe
stuff.
Rogan.
Not into it. And say goodbye to them, you know, let's maybe hope they learn a little thing or two and wake up and whatever. My second coming would be for more people such as James to write and discuss how important it was that Jesus came out on the live show and how meaningful it was. And so I hope that there are more beautiful stories like James's that they write in with more 5-star reviews.
Yes.
Can I add a second coming, Moses?
Of course.
Literally, we hope you come out again to the next God Pod party on September 24th.
Yes.
Friday night, September 24th, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's the last Friday of every month. We're going to have a great time, just like last time. And we hope to see you there. If you want to figure out how to get a ticket, it's in the description of this episode.
Nice.
Click the link. Yeah.
Well, first of all, I would like to bless all of you for blessing baby Moses, saying such wonderful things. It was his first appearance. It was his first appearance, and I appreciate that.
So adorable.
Yeah, he's very adorable. Obviously, I want to smite the Republicans over there in Texas and wherever else who are supporting this horrible, horrible thing that's happening. I mean, I know it's an easy smite, but I have to smite them. I have to do it. Mm-hmm. Second coming, I would like I would like another chance to host this show and be a little more prepared here. I would like to try that again. Maybe we can get into that. We can talk about
that. You did great, sweetie.
Fine. We'll text about it later. We'll talk about it. So now it's time for the new commandment here.
Wait, what?
Here we go. So thou shalt not let evil bastards win because you are overly concerned with being nice.
Ooh.
Thou shalt mess with Republicans. Yes. Thou shalt treat the rules as seriously as they do.
Which is not at all.
Right. Thou shalt not let Judge Amy Coathanger Barrett and Judge Brett I Like Beer Kavanaugh win. Oh, more like Kavahelnaw.
Oh! Wow. Slam. Got him. Get his ass, Moses.
Killed it.
Boom, boom.
Supreme Court Justice Rachel Maddow. Yes. Supreme Court Justice Ilhan Omar. Yes. Supreme Court Justice Hellboy. There you go. The Moses has spoken.
When you drive the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power, you can stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see yourself behind the wheel of the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Kia received the fewest reported problems among all brands in the J.D. Power 2022 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study based on 2019 models. See jdpower.com/awards for 2022 details.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. P-A-I-R.com.